Okay, good evening, Abba Isai. Good evening. Good evening. We'll be discussing a bit more of Hilchas Refuah tonight, and then we're going to move on to the final Seif of Siman Shin Chof Aleph, some Halachos of Mareach. And we'll be talking about, we're going to start off with some very important, and you said this to Geheterim in regards to Refuah on Shabbos. Again, the main place is Shin Chof Ches, but the two Yesodis to Geheterim are mentioned over here. We're in the middle of Seif Yud Ches. And we spoke about the shriya, the chiltis, the very, very strong herbs. There's two atayim now, one after the other. Please allow me just to run through the first three lines very quickly until we move on from where we stopped. So see, if it has teaches us as follows, shorin is a chiltis. You may not soak the chiltis herb. Lo bepoishin, v'lo betzoinini, not in cold and not in warm. Because when it is soaked, it's always done for a refuah matter, for a medical purpose. But you're allowed to put this chiltis into a vinegar, which will take away some of it, will remove some of its strength. Now it's a very normal, edible kind of herb, which is very nice and not too strong on metal, but it's pitoy, and you're allowed to use it as a together with your bread. It's going to be nice and not too strong, and it's tasty. Full stop. That's what we're learning so far. The chiltis essentially is a problem of refuah. If you put it into chometz, then it's fine. Next, full stop. Next, hayoshori me'esmol. That's a fascinating insight. What happens if you didn't soak it on and we'll see why it's so relevant today. What happens if you didn't soak it on Shabbos? No, you were actually very clever, and you thought about it beforehand, and you soaked this chiltis before Shabbos, knowing that you will need it on Shabbos. You had this terrible headache and this throat ache, and you knew you're going to need the chiltis. You'll need a bit of chiltis on Shabbos. Now, instead of waking up on Shabbos morning and preparing it, no, actually decided in advance, I'm going to prepare this chiltis before Shabbos. Harishori me'esmol, if I soaked it before Shabbos, steht in Shulchan Aruch, Mutteli Shoyse b'Shabbos, but the correct Gersa called Mishnebu is Mutteli Shtoyse b'Shabbos. You have to drink it on Shabbos. Mishnebu explains what's going on over here. This is the consensus of many achronim, including many achronim. He's talking about lishtoise to drink it. The time and the reason is there's no machal k'tas brim v'lo min kemelzah shel refuah. If you prepare it in advance and you have this shchiltis prepared before Shabbos, so it is already created before Shabbos, and now it looks like it's a normal drink, a normal beverage. So the fact you prepared it before Shabbos, if you're eating it now on Shabbos, all prepared, it's a meichel k'tas brim. It looks like it's a regular kind of drink, a regular kind of food item, and therefore you're allowed to have it on Shabbos. It's a meichel k'tas brim v'lo min kemelz shul refuah. Now, v'imu b'mokim she'en minak b'rim klal b'zeh, mashma Rambam d'osu. But if this would be, if even once prepared, it would look like a foreign object, it would look like something which is completely medical, then the issa will still apply. Rabbi said, we're learning now, that if you are preparing something before Shabbos, and by having it prepared, it does not look like a medicine anymore, but it will look like a meichel b'rim, like the food of the healthy, like a meichel b'rim, then the issa of food does not apply. So to put it in very, very simple example, to take a paracetamol on Shabbos, if you've got a headache, that's also. What would be the halacha drops? You take some drops which are very good for the. You've got a throat ache, and if they throat ache or I don't know earache or whatever, and you take these drops into a liquid. Into a cup of water, that helps, that's the refuah. So to do that on Shabbos, we're learning now, that's the holy side of Shrikas of Gzeres refuah on Shabbos, to take those drops into a cup of water and to have this going into the water, that itself is also, and drinking is also too. It's also as refuah on Shabbos. Okay, because we are choshesh that if that's not going to help, you're going to start grinding your herbs in the back garden. Okay, we hear that, and that's that. What happens, however, if you are taking these drops now, and you are not using, you're not putting them into the water on Shabbos, but, because you've got a throat ache ready on Erev Shabbos, you are putting these drops into the water on Friday. and it's prepared on the side, you keep it on the fridge until Shabbos, and now you're drinking on Shabbos. And the halacha is mutter. And that's what Rabbi Yashi Paskins and Mr. Karelitz Dan Weiss, that if it is something which is not loiminka milsen anymore, it does not look anymore like a medicine, now all it is, it's a drink now. So the fact that you prepared it on Shabbos goes into this category now over here of, I'm repeating the words, that's all according to the consensus of the Achronim, that is part of this heter. It's a good question. So I saw that some poskim, so I don't know if that's everybody agrees to that, but I saw that some poskim hold that since there is some people that will take some drinks and they'll clear their throat even when they're brim, even as a Michael brim, so this action is not necessarily considered a refuah action. I don't know if you do that with your whiskey sometimes, I don't know. And therefore it will be mutter. But you are right, the Mishnah Berurah's words can be quoted again, that if this is something which the Brim will never ever do, then you're right, it will become Mashma Varam, and also, and it probably will apply to what you're saying as well. It has to be something which is categorized as something which is fairly common, or a little bit common for Brim as well. I think I can't tell you offhand. It might be a little bit of a colour.
So do you mean you can't take any medication on Shabbos?
Yes, more to follow on this in Shin Chav Ches.
Yes,
if
you need to take them,
good.
Antibiotics.
That will be the next line in Shulchan Aruch. I must emphasize and stress at this point that when we talk about refuah on Shabbos, it is talking about a certain category of people. A healthy person, if he wants to take a paracetamol, because he just fancies taking medicine, not because he's got a mild headache, but just because he fancies healthy, purely, perfectly healthy person wants to take a paracetamol, just to know how those taste, distribute once, he wants to know how those taste, that will be mutter, because the Gzeir Shrik Saman was only made for cholim. And now how the chole is defined, that's a big machlokes, and that would be one of the main topics in the topics in Shchov Ches. But we have to do the point I'm making now is that the gzer of Shrikas Amonim is only said to some and not to everybody. Another example, another exception will be somebody who's obviously chole sheyesh b'sakona, somebody seriously ill, the gzera doesn't apply. Chachomim removed the gzera of refuah on Shabbos for somebody who's life in a life-threatening situation.
What about if somebody's taking medication regularly every day?
Good. That will be the next point. We'll get there in 1 minute. Give us 1 minute. We'll give us 1 minute for that. 1 minute. Yeah.
Also, if you talking about in the soluble liquid type of medicine. What about if it's a pill? And again, you think
it's a very good question. Okay, so you're grinding in on Shabbos, that would make it probably worse, although but I don't think grinding on Shabbos is a good idea. But. You have a good question. Yeah, so that's a very good question. It's a really good question. Let's analyze this. I'm not sure what the answer is, to be honest. We learned now over here that if you prepare it in Shorin Osemer of Shabbos, then you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos because it becomes a Michael Brim. Good. Now, I remember my colleague, somebody wants to Taina, somebody held Talmud Chochem. He's by now a serious posting now. He wants to say, when we learned this, he wants to say that if you take a paracetamol on if you know you think you're going to need a paracetamol on Shabbos, and you categorize as somebody who's not allowed to take paracetamols on Shabbos, it's not life threatening and it's not makes us chole, and you're not allowed to take it. But if you think on Friday you feel that you've had this incredible week, you're going to have a migraine on Shabbos. It's just going to happen. So now, he claimed that what you're allowed to do is, let's discuss, to take a paracetamol and to open it up, before Shabbos, that is, and to put it in the cholent. Yeah. And to put it in the cholent. Or in the kegel. And then when you're gonna, let's say you can put it in that part of the cholent that you're gonna end up with, you know, with the kishkes, you know, that is gonna be, you know, so that if you know, so the taina was, then now it becomes a Michael. Well, is it the argument would be that this is similar and comparable to what we just said now, that it's, we said you take the herb, you show it in the Erev Shabbos, now it becomes a Michael Brim, now you can eat it on Shabbos. So and he wants to say, therefore, you can argue that you take the paracetamol, you open it up, you crack it or you crush it, and then you'd have it, you're going to have it on Shabbos and the Mechel Brihim.
There's a difference between tablets and capsules.
Yeah,
capsules,
perhaps.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, capsules have powder in them, whereas tablet is already in the solid.
In the solid, okay.
But you normally, with capsules, you take it the whole
time. Yeah. So I suppose both are valid questions. So what?
In the shoulder, are you saying you would crush it up? If it's a tablet, you'd have to
crush
it
up.
Yeah. And stick it in the shoulder.
Yeah.
If it's in the capsule.
You just
the capsule, just put it in the on Shabbos.
Yeah, would that
the
be?
In
yeah, so it's shayin me'erev Shabbos. We're talking about preparing it before Shabbos to allow it. So either way, we're talking about somebody who puts the medicine into the food before Shabbos and they're actually going to consume it on Shabbos. However he does it, by opening, cracking it, or whatever. Yeah.
So if the pharmaceutical companies wanted us to pour the powder into a food, then they would design it in such a way that you have to do that. The fact is that pills and are already prepared 100% before they are, like, when you buy them, they're prepared.
Yeah.
You can't buy unprepared pills.
Yes.
So, and the way that you're supposed to take them
is like that.
You're told by the pharmacist and the doctor to take them.
Very good. So therefore you're saying, a beautiful svara, Moshe Feinstein touches on this, in the true trip, Shlomo Miller, mamish what you're saying. So you're saying, therefore, that so you're saying that therefore it's not comparable. Therefore, according to you, to open up the paracetamol would be you can't do that. It wouldn't work. Because over here you are saying, when we are talking about if you're this is something which needs a shriya. What you're saying is mamash, which I very much believe in that svara, and I think that's what the Moshe Feinstein says. That if you are opening up the here we're talking about, this needs a certain process still. If you're doing this process before Shabbos, and now it becomes a Meichel Brihim, you're allowed to consume it on Shabbos. But if you're creating something which is not part of the medicine at all, i.e. like opening up or cracking the pill, it doesn't make it into Meichel Brihim. It's when we are talking about it, the words of Shulchan Aruch was, if you are shoyrin, you're shoyrin me'esmer, as opposed to shoyrin on Shabbos, then you can make it into a Meichel Brihim before Shabbos. But if it's something which doesn't need that opening up, the cracking, that could be the heter doesn't apply. Tzorichin, it's a good question. Okay, let's carry on, Rabbi. So we must carry on. Now, that's heter number one. Heter number two, on the next heter is as follows. What happens if you drank from this chiltis on Thursday, v'yom shishi on Friday? It's going to your point. You had it on Thursday, you had it on Friday, now you need to have a bit more on Shabbos, because your tooth is still really, really hurting. Now, more you're allowed to have it on Shabbos. You have this chiltis on Shabbos. Why? Because you had it on Thursday, you had it on Friday, you're allowed to have the chiltis on Shabbos too. Why? That is the way to benefit from this medicine, lishtoise to drink it shiva yom 7 days achazeh. It's a medicine, chiltis, needs to be consumed for 7 days in a row. 7 days in a row. Therefore, if you started on Thursday, you have to have it on Thursday, you need to have it on Friday, you need to have it on Shabbos. And therefore it's mutter on Shabbos. Hilkach mutter lishtoise b'tzoinen, you're allowed to have it soaked on Shabbos. In the cold, we even have to do it, put it in the sun, which will create some heat, obviously not bishul, but a little bit. Because it is sakona, it is dangerous without it. If you're not going to have your chiltis on Shabbos, it's sakona, if you don't drink it. Rabbi Sai. What is the, by the way, with regards to Shivas Yomim, the Mishnebuah says it's not Shivas Yomim, it's Sifkot 9 Dalit, it tells us, there's no such thing as 7 days, Chiltis needs to be, you need to have it 3 days. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and it's not nothing about 7 days, it's about 3 days. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So some of the G'doyle HaPoiskim, and I'm probably quoting Reb Chaim Kluger because he was the first one to say that in Sefer HaChaim, he wrote the Sefer HaChaim, and there he wants to claim that perhaps, so he wants to say, okay, so we have, what's the het over here? You're allowed to have chiltis, these herbs, which is medicine, you're allowed to have it on Shabbos. If you had it on Thursday, Friday, you're allowed to have it. A minute ago we learned chiltis on Shabbos is also. Yeah, that's true. But if you had it on Thursday and Friday, you're allowed to have it on Shabbos too. Therefore, then, what's the obvious point that we can make from here? What's the obvious implication that we can see from here? What would we inclined to say if you apply it in nowadays?
It's going to Antibiotics.
Because the antibiotics, you need to have them for a certain course. It happens to be that I heard a couple of years ago that the medical world is changing, slowly changing their mind about this. I have no clue about these things, but I heard that they'll change it. Apparently, it's a little bit of a myth. And who knows if there's money making behind it. But apparently the evidence has, there's some evidence lately that it may not be so posh that you need to actually finish the course of, but I have no clue, I don't know. I just heard this from a...
If you missed a day, it wouldn't matter. So
oh, good. Okay, very, 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 very good. So let's, good. That's where we're going. We're going there. So assuming that you've got to have the conventional understanding that you've got to finish off the course of antibiotics. Okay, a person has got a... can we talk about something which is not life-threatening and not particularly serious? Infection? Pneumonia? I think pneumonia is pretty dangerous. Let's go for something simple. Really like a simple... Wow! No, even... Go less. Decrease. Eye infection, very good. Although eye infection is different because the Gemara says that Eina Beliv Italia, so that's a bit different. It's connection to the heart. Okay, I don't know about that. You know what, the tooth?
Tonsillitis.
Okay, let's go for tonsillitis. Tooth infection, something with the tooth. You know,
it's really serious.
It's, okay, you're right. Okay. Let's go for that. Okay, are we, tonsillitis, is that okay? Tonsillitis? It could be, we're talking about something not life threatening and we're not anywhere. Yeah. Okay. Flu. And I want something that antibiotics. Now the doctor says you've got to have antibiotics now, starting on Thursday. Are you allowed to have antibiotics on Shabbos? Yes or no? Are you allowed to? And if yes, why? Yeah. So says the Sefer Shlomo Kluge. He speaks about pretty much that. Minhag Olam. Shlomo Kluge. This is a good 150 years ago. More. He says the minhag is an established minhag that if you have a course, that's exactly what he speaks about, of course of a medicine, you're allowed to have it. And perhaps the Makoya is, I think it's Tzitzil Yezer says that, this Shulchan Aruch over here. Because that, what we're learning over here, the Chiltis itself is also. But you have it on Thursday, you're having it on Friday, you're allowed to have it on Shabbos. And Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, he says Mefurish, yeah. Muta shudech refuosa lishtoise shivo, shlosho, yom zachaze, helkach muta, you're allowed to use it. That's perhaps an argument, and that's undoubtedly how many poskim, where many poskim take the heter for taking antibiotics for non life threatening, non particularly dangerous. Perhaps the heter comes from. Habai said this is not poshut at all, though. It's not poshut. Just looking at the words Shulchan Aruch, you can see that the proof is easily refutable. Yes.
So I was going to say two things.
Number yeah.
One, Father Schrosenberg, several years ago in Koyakov, gave a very thing. Rob was speaking about before on Shabbos, and Father was, I said something, and Fraser said something, but the point was he, as GP, said there are two types of antibiotics. There are antibiotics prescribed just for symptoms, where it really doesn't make any difference to whether or not you get better, it's just how you're feeling about it.
Okay.
And there are antibiotics where it's genuinely a kind of, and if you don't take
placebo, non-placebo kind of thing?
Not placebo, it's a symptom.
Okay.
So you feel absolutely terrible, or do you not feel absolutely terrible?
Okay.
Meanwhile, you're still going to get better.
Okay.
And there are other things, like maybe pneumonia, where if it's not treated at all...
Of course, it could really, yeah.
And it can become a life-threatening thing.
Okay.
If you take antibiotics, it might not... But the thing here that I don't understand is it says,
that's exactly, these are the words, you got it 100%. This is not, absolutely, it is, so Rav Eliashiv speaks about it, that it's impossible to bring a heter from there to the case that we just discussed. Because of the words of Shulchan Aruch is, just reading it, I'm going through the Shulchan Aruch again. Im shosemenu yom chamishi, if you had it on Thursday, v'yom shishi, you had it on Friday, tzach l'shtoiz again b'shabbos, you want to have it somewhere with on Shabbos, of this chiltis, mota, it's mota, shkeinu to refuasa l'shtoiz shiva shlosh yomim, because the norm is to have it a few days, zach hazaf, one after the other, hilkach mota l'shoiz b'tzavim l'tom echamo, and then comes the key words, mipnei yishu sakona, im lo yishterein, because it may be a danger if you don't have it. So if we're talking about something which is not alive, it's not dangerous, it's very hard to put out the header from this Shulchan Aruch. Very, very hard indeed. I don't know. I know that it is quoted in the world of the poskim as a heter. I do not know how it works. Unless you want to argue that. Oh, they're saying it cannot be alive. Very good point. Very, very good point. Yeah, so he said, so you're saying that it cannot be properly and properly sakana, because then anything is mutter anyway, it's chalz pekuach nefesh. So you want to learn that if we're talking about a via sakana, it must be something which may develop into a sakana. Salam de Shavuot, it may develop into a sakana, but it's not a proper sakana yet. And that will make it therefore quite comparable to any antibiotics, really.
If there's a doubt, you should take it, then I would have thought, because you don't know how a symptom's going to develop. It may start off as not being dangerous, but it could be. Surely if there's a doubt, surely you should be allowed to take it.
Yeah. If there's a doubt of what?
If you're thinking it may be not a dangerous condition, even the doctor might say it's not a dangerous condition, but it could develop into a dangerous condition, and there might be a doubt. So that's back to a rule,
a general rule that suffix sakana, there's exceptions, but on the whole, whenever it's suffix sakana, whenever you're in doubt about sakana, then we say that it's suffix deraisa, and we assume we go with the it could be that it's life threatening, and we have to assume that way.
The words here specifically they're saying, it is a sakana. Unless you treat it.
Right.
So, Kalsman, you're treating it as not a sakana, but if you don't treat it, it will be a sakana. So, that is a sakana. You can't.
It is a real sakana unless you drink it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's not that.
Mipnei shu sakonim lo ishtem imenu. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it slightly different here, because the whole point not taking medicine, because we refer on the Shabbos itself.
Yes.
But here you're taking a whole series.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I want to tell you, that's a very interesting svara. So what you are saying now is actually a svara from Ptitz Eliezer Waldenberg, who was one of the very, very senior the Yonim in Atzol, was nifted only a few years ago. So Waldenberg wants to say, now he, Mamash, speaks about this, Mamash about this point, and he doesn't understand Sefer Chaim. He says, how can it be that people are makel to have medicines on Shabbos just because they had it a few days before? It doesn't make sense, and especially if it says sakon. If it's a non-sakona medicine, how can it be? If you've got this ingrown... it's not a sakona. You had a few days antibiotics, and what's the hetter to have it on Shabbos? You can't use this chiddush. So he wants to say a svara mechudesh is biyosa. It's a massive chiddush, but he touched on exactly what you're saying. He wants to say so. Libi oimeli. He says he has a svara. He says he didn't find any makor for it, but he's got a svara. And the svara is as follows. He says on Thursday you started this treatment. You started taking paracetamol. You took paracetamol. Did you end up grinding anything? You didn't grind anything. You took the antibiotics from the back cupboard, but it didn't end up grinding anything. Okay. On Friday, you took the antibiotics, in fact, twice a day perhaps. Did you end up grinding anything? You didn't end up grinding anything. Okay. So it's safe to assume that on Shabbos also, you're not taking antibiotics, it's a swarm of chudeshes. So that you've established yourself as a person who doesn't end up grinding, either because of you as a person, or more likely because of the illness that you have, you're not going to end up grinding. And he says, because of that, if there's a heter, he says, it's because of this swarm. Yeah, I know. It's a hard thing. I've done it 3 times and I didn't go. Yeah, yeah. It's a very big chiddush, very big chiddush. I think he wants to, more than anything else, to miyashiv the menega olam. How can it be that so many people are so much on the heter of antibiotics without having a good makor for it? And I say, I think it is true to say that. So again, one thing is clear. If it is something, illness, that without taking antibiotics, it may easily develop into a sakana, goes without saying. That goes into the world of pikuach nefesh. That goes into the world of sakana. That goes into the world of no gzera having been said in the first place. And that's something we'll be discussing in Chofres. That's fine. If it's something which could easily lead to a sakana, okay, goes without saying. The problem is only if it's non-sakana related at all. I think that it's true to say that many are so mechon lekula. To find a good mekor is very difficult. And yes, there are increasingly, I think there's poskim that are machmen, don't allow it. And so you can easily skip. You take the dose on Friday. You're going to take them to Shabbos, and you can skip the Shabbos, and nothing will happen to you. But one should always check with the doctor if that's reasonable. Pardon? Yeah.
No
darga
before.
No. Nope.
There was, I thought there was
Sekhanah's Eva. Yeah. So yeah, in theory there is Sekhanah's Eva. Lamaisa, the post came, so you're right. You're right, there is Sekhanah's Eva. We'll see, although the Shulchan Aruch speaks extensively about Sekhanah's Eva, Lamaisa, the Minaga, Moirim is not to differentiate nowadays, that every Sekhanah's Eva nowadays is considered a Sekhanah's Nefashis. But, yeah. Okay.
One question in the other direction. If you have someone who's definitely going to die, and you can't actually extend his life, but he's not to pain, so you can give him palliative medicine to take away the pain whilst he's dying. So would this, what category would that be in? Because presumably that's going to be in the same...
But,
it's not going to make any difference to how long he's going to live, but it's going to make a difference whether he's now going to...
Well, undoubtedly he's in matzav pikuach nefesh, by definition.
You can't save his life.
Yeah, no, you can, because any... Yeah, that's yeah, absolutely. Save Chai Shah is saving a person's life. Well, I just want to summarize and finish off the shir. We are, we learned a bit more about Gzeir Shechik Samonim tonight. We spoke about various Heterim. What's in principle we understand is Gzeir Refuah on Shabbos. We learned that if it's prepared before Shabbos, you can consume it on Shabbos in the case of Chiltis. We said that it's probably not comparable to preparing other kinds of medicines, only if it becomes a Michael Bean by doing that. Do you know what they call Lemsips or something? Yeah, that is a good question. What do you think if you... I don't have to prepare it in a way that you can drink it on Shabbos, yeah? That it should be nice and warm. I don't know, but in principle, leave out the heat. Do you think you prepared... Let's say a person is also to have a lemsip, yeah? Because he's not chorek or gufo, he's a mixed chorek, whatever. He's not out of a lemsip. Let's say, would you be allowed to prepare it before Shabbos and then drink it on Shabbos? Leaving aside the heat, yeah? It's a good temperature. You can keep it in a thermos. I don't know.
That's the exact case of this.
Yeah. That would be a case of chiltis. That would be a case of chiltis in Bemuta. That means that a person who's not allowed to make himself a lemsip on Shabbos, because it's got paracetamol inside, it's got medicine inside. So also, but if he's making into a Michael Bean before preparing it before Shabbos, he's drinking on Shabbos. That would be compared. That would be a heter. Now we moved on also from speaking about Thursday, Friday. Chiltis is mutter. If you had chiltis on Thursday, you had chiltis on Friday. You'll have to have chiltis on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says because it's a zakana on Shabbos, and we therefore said that this heter cannot be applied and can be used for other medicines which you need to have in consecutive days as long as there's a zakana. Good evening, Abayi. More to follow on this tomorrow. Be'ezah Hashem, Yisbarach Shemayim.